This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A spokesman for Kurdish-led forces says they have completed evacuation from a besieged Syrian border town. He says Sunday's evacuation was part of the agreement to pause military operations with Turkey. On ABC's This Week, Democratic Senator Bob Menendez said he's very concerned about the future of the Kurds.
The president unleashed this disaster, and I think that there's going to be a real threat to the Kurds of ethnic cleansing.
On the same program, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Turkey and the U.S. made it clear in their negotiated statement that the withdrawal of American troops would not lead to ethnic cleansing.
This was about getting a ceasefire, a secure area, and that this, in fact, will save lives in that very space. That was our mission set. We accomplished it, and now we need to make sure that the commitments that were made in that statement are honored.
Turkey regards the Kurdish fighters as a terrorist group allied with Kurdish separatists that have fought for autonomy in southeast Turkey for three decades. Meanwhile, U.S. troops withdrew from their largest base in northern Syria on Sunday. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says all American forces leaving Syria will be deployed to western Iraq, where they will have a new mission.
Two missions. One is to help defend Iraq, and two is to perform a counter-ISIS mission as we sort through the next steps.
Esper made his comments on his way to an unannounced trip to Afghanistan amid efforts to restart peace talks with the Taliban. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a group of American lawmakers on a surprise visit to Jordan. They plan to discuss the deepening crisis in Syria amid a shaky U.S.-brokered ceasefire. Jordan is a key U.S. ally in the region and has been greatly affected by the 8-year-long civil war in neighboring Syria. For more on today's news or any of the top stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police and protesters exchanged tear gas and firebombs as an illegal march on Sunday descended into violence. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Police and protesters exchanged tear gas and petrol bombs on Sunday as Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement staged an illegal anti-government march through the city's Kowloon district. That demonstration attracted tens of thousands onto the streets and descended into chaos, with hundreds of shops trashed and Chinese banks and metro stations targeted. After 2 weeks of relative calm, Sunday's protest shows that the movement has not lost support. Protesters erected flaming barricades on Nathan Road, a major Kowloon retail strip, and threw petrol bombs at a nearby police station. The police responded with tear gas, some of the heaviest use of water cannon the protests have seen, and by driving through barricades.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. Tens of thousands of Lebanese protesters gathered Sunday in major cities and towns for the largest anti-government protest yet in 4 days of demonstrations. The unrest erupted after the government proposed new taxes, part of stringent austerity measures amid a growing economic crisis. Politicians are now racing against time to put forward an economic rescue plan that they hope will help calm the public. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is pressing ahead to try to win parliamentary backing for his new Brexit deal, even as the European Union considers his grudging request to extend the looming October 31st Brexit deadline. British Minister Michael Gove tells Sky News Brexit will happen.
We are going to leave by October the 31st. We have the means and the ability to do so.
Johnson sent an unsigned letter to the EU late Saturday seeking a delay to Britain's impending departure from the bloc as required by law. Gove says the letter is a formality.
The letter was sent because Parliament required it to be sent. But as David Davis pointed out earlier, Parliament can insist that the letter was sent, but Parliament can't change the Prime Minister's mind.
Also on Sky News, Labour Party MP John McDonnell says Prime Minister Boris Johnson may be in contempt of Parliament.
Not signing the letter, he's behaving a bit like a sport brat. Parliament made a decision, he should abide by it. And this idea that you send another letter contradicting the first, I think it flies in the face of what both Parliament and the courts have decided.
EU Council President Donald Tusk is expected to hold consultations on the extension request in the next few days. At least 4 civilians and 3 soldiers are said to have died during cross-border skirmishes between Pakistan and Indian troops late on October 19th. This makes it one of the deadliest days since New Delhi revoked the special status of Indian-administered Kashmir in August. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.